Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 2nd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 4 to 6. Obey God even when it doesn't make sense. We read in Genesis chapter 6 verses 13 to 15 and verse number 22 like this. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it." Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did. When God appeared to Noah and commanded him to build a huge ark to escape the judgment to destroy the earth by flood waters, it would not have made much sense to Noah. The reason for this is that until that time, there was no rain on this earth, as clearly stated earlier in the narrative in Genesis chapter 2 verses 5 and 6. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Throughout his lifetime, Noah had never seen even a drop of water fall from the sky as raindrops. However, Noah was a godly and just man, perfect in his generation. And more importantly, Noah walked in step with God. So when God revealed his plans to Noah to destroy the earth with a flood, how Noah reacted is actually recorded by the writer of Hebrews in chapter 11 verse number 7. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Even though faith and fear are directly contradictory to each other, the way God's word operated in Noah's life makes an interesting study for us to emulate. When Noah was warned about the divine judgment, initially he was moved with godly fear as he imagined the earth being destroyed by water completely. Even though rain and flood did not make any sense to Noah, but still he trusted God in faith in that he would surely fulfill his promise in due time. As a result of Noah's faith in God and complete obedience in carrying out the detailed instructions of God, Noah was able to save at least his own family of 8 people. That we read in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20 like this. In the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. God may ask us to obey him at times when it appears illogical and unconventional. His directive may make no sense by human standards or conventional wisdom. However, when we choose to obey God, we will be richly rewarded. There are many examples offered in the Bible where the stalwarts chose to obey God's seemingly absurd instructions rather than follow their own experience. These examples include Abraham being asked to sacrifice his beloved son Isaac, or Joshua being asked to march the Israelites around the city of Jericho, or Gideon being asked to fight the mighty army of the Midianites with just 300 men. In each case, there were tremendous blessings or victories as a reward of obeying God. Today and hereafter, let us decide to obey God even when it doesn't make sense. God's thoughts, ways and plans are much higher than our thoughts, ways and plans. So instead of trying to figure out everything using our limited wisdom, let us trust and obey God without any reservations. Like Noah, let us do exactly what God desires through faith in his unchanging word. Let us remember the word of God as he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 9 verses 23 and 24 like this. Thus says the Lord, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord."